Mom! I spin around, scraping my arm against the rickety bookshelf Dad built. I fold the letter out of sight behind my back as Mom charges from the kitchen, waving a printout. Her jade green blouse is buttoned to its modest neckline, as usual. A familiar panic digs into my gut. Mom, I thought you were out. The church had extra volunteers today. I have good news. She waves the page, covered with Chinese characters. Another ancient herbal concoction to improve my circulation? I don't want to know. And anyways, she'll be making me drink it soon enough. We applied for you and... Are you wearing makeup? Damn. I seriously thought she was out. Normally, I'd have to wait until I was down the block to pinky on my microscopic touch of lip gloss. Just a little, I admit as she snatches a tissue off the side table. Behind my back, the envelope cuts into blisters on my palm. Mom, I'm late to meet Megan. I try to angle past her to the stairs, but the hallway, crammed from floor to ceiling with portraits of Pearl and me at every age, is as tight as the inside of a suitcase. She's at the field already. Mom sets my tank top securely over my bra strap, lips pursing, as they do whenever I mention Megan. She'd rather I spend my hours getting ready for Northwestern, because my brain and the Krebs cycle don't get along. I barely scraped a B in AP Bio, and that tumor on my report card might be malignant. The tissue comes at me. It doesn't even occur to her she's invading my space. Yes, but I need to tell you. A soft crash in the kitchen is followed by a wail from Pearl. I'm sorry, my hand slipped. A moment later, my little sister's head pokes from the doorway behind Mom. I hide a smile as she bites into a spear of peeled grapefruit. Her 11-year-old face is mine in miniature. Same shoulder-length black hair and pixie face, but with doe brown eyes like Dad's, reflecting her infinitely sweeter disposition, and a mischievous glint as she meets my gaze.